Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, perhaps not so long in the future, you'll come out of the house in the morning and get in your flying car and sail on over to WAMC. No longer a dream in the New York Times this morning. Top page, Silicon Valley takes on the flying car. We're hearing about many different companies and countries working on developing flying cars, even self-driving taxis and other things as well. It's a brave new world.
Well, David, I have my reservations, but that's because I'm old, or older. I've been thinking about the self-driving cars. Now, look, people are investing billions of dollars into developing this stuff. So obviously, somebody thinks it's going to work. And I have no doubt that self-driving cars are going to be here pretty soon. The problem is going to be that as long as people have steering wheels on other cars, there will be human error. And that while you may say, okay, the self-driving cars will not crash, although they have, that as long as there's a human being who does something stupid, there will be crashes. So how long will it be before they develop these self-driving cars and down the road somebody says, you can't drive your own car anymore? That's a possibility. Now, in terms of airspace, can you imagine if anybody can take off from anywhere? I can take off from Great Barrington from my home in the Berkshires and go over to Albany. There's going to be a lot of people. Look, just look at how many people are on the highway in the morning going into Albany, even at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's extraordinary. And somebody's going to have to start having what lanes you can be in, what air lanes you can be in. So that's going to be a whole new industry. Who is going to put the rule book in place?
Well, and you mentioned crashing. Will the government crash? It looks like it's less likely now. President Trump, the White House says, was open to delaying funding for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border until September, as the administration seeks to project confidence that a new spending bill would be passed by the Friday deadline, avoiding a shutdown.
You know, David, I've been thinking about this. We learned to live with things that would have, in a different age, seemed impossible. We have North Korea making nuclear bombs at a historic rate, we are told in the papers. And the people in South Korea are just hosted a delegation from South Korea. And I asked them whether they were nervous. They said no. So, I mean, you know, you got a madman in North Korea. People learn to live with stress. And so it is with the way in which we do our budgets. In the beginning was, oh, will this happen? Will the government shut down? Everybody makes a statement. The Republicans are there. The Democrats are there. The Trumpsters are there. And everybody else is saying, ho-hum, they'll work it out. And darned if they don't. And let's say they don't make it. Okay, it'll be another 3 days and then they'll make it. And so ho-hum, they'll figure out a fail-safe mechanism where everybody gets paid something. It may not be dollars, it may be script, which you can redeem at your local bank. But ho-hum, it doesn't seem like the necessary pressure to get things done is necessarily there.
President Trump is said to want a 15% corporate rate and a tax cut plan. The question is, how does his base react to something like that?
Well, remember, David, there are a whole bunch of different kinds of people here. You got the regular Republicans, not the Trump Republicans, and they're the ones in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Now, remember that Trump is a negotiator, the art of the deal. You ask for a lot, you get less. I'm sure that that is what's going on here. He says, and he reverts to Reagan-esque, which doesn't work, trickle-down economics. If you say to the very rich, to the corporateers, who, by the way, have so many deductions already that many of them just don't pay what they should be paying, that what happens is that corporateers are paying very little tax anyway, and Trump wants to do it and says there'll be so many new businesses and these people will invest all that money and we'll all be happy. Nonsense. It's that old citation from Mel Brooks in the 2,000-year-old man. Did you know Robin Hood? Yeah, did he rob from the rich and give to the poor? No, he robbed from the rich and he robbed from the poor and he kept everything. That's exactly what's going to happen here.
Finally, President Obama was at the University of Chicago, came out on stage yesterday, first time in a long time he's been in public, and said, so what's been going on while I've been gone? His really only reference to the current state of affairs in the country. Beyond that, he kept it to young people and his hope for the future.
He's a pretty smart guy. He sees, of course, the futility that Trump is going through. Trump, who has been maligning him and slinging mud at him, and he keeps his cool, Obama. And he is a guy who is going to in it for the long run. Too bad he can't run for president again, because he would win so big. Nevertheless, he's a smart enough guy to be working at his own pace, and it is something to behold.